The Mighty Bush from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. The Mighty Bush is a British cult comedy about two friends who go on magical adventures. It appeared initially as a series of stage shows, then a BBC radio series, and subsequently a BBC Three television series. The Mighty Bush was created by Julian Barrett and Noel Fielding, who play Howard Moon and Vince Noir, respectively. Series 1 and 2 have now been aired on SBS Australia and Finland's YLE Extra. Series 1 has aired on BBC America, Swedish channel ZTV, Danish channel DR2, Portuguese channel RTP2, and New Zealand music channel C4. The stage show has no strict setting, but the radio series and first television series are based around a zoo called Bob Fossil's Fun World and later the Zooniverse. Though the episodes would invariably begin and end in the zoo, the main characters would tend to leave the zoo for more bizarre realms, such as the Arctic tundra and Limbo. The second series had an even looser setting, based in a flat in Dalston. The third series is set in a shop in Shoreditch, owned by Naboo, then a boutique, who was played by Noel Fielding's brother, Michael. It was recently revealed in Enemy magazine that garage rock band The Horrors would be appearing in the third series, along with Razorlight. The third series of the show first aired on November 15, 2007, at 10:30 on BBC Three. The following is an info box about The Mighty Bush, which accompanies this article, and gives a summary of the main information about The Mighty Bush to supplement the arrangement of information in this article. The Mighty Bush info box. There is a picture of The Mighty Bush's title card. Format: cult comedy. Created by Noel Fielding and Julian Barrett. Starring Noel Fielding, Julian Barrett, Michael Fielding, Rich Fulcher and Dave Brown. Theme music composer, Julian Barrett. Country of origin, United Kingdom. Language, English. Number of series, 3. Number of episodes, 20. Production. Executive producers, Steve Coogan, Mark Freeland and Henry Normal. Camera setup, single camera. Running time, 27 minutes approximately. Broadcast. Original channel, BBC Three. Audio format, stereo. Original run, May 18, 2004 to present. Contents. Section 1, style. Section 2, characters. Section 3, recurring themes. Section 4, history. Section 5, etymology. Section 6, awards. Section 7, trivia. Section 1, style. The Mighty Bush is a comic fantasy containing non sequiturs and pop culture references. Episodes often feature elaborate musical numbers in different genres, such as electro, heavy metal, funk, and rap, as well as crimping, short random songs. The name crimping appeared in the third episode of season 3. Julian Barrett writes the music and sings the psychedelic theme song, and Noel Fielding often sings the series' music. Fielding also designs many of the show's graphics. The TV series has many animated sequences, puppets, and special effects. Barrett, in a 2005 interview, says that he approached Fielding with the idea of doing a show like The Goodies, as it was a complete world rather than simply a sketch show. Fielding and Barrett play many of the supporting characters themselves, usually disguised on TV with elaborate makeup. Rich Fulcher takes on many of the other roles in the TV series and is the only writer to provide additional material. The dialogue is mainly scripted but features some improvisation. Series 1 of the television show opens and often closes with Vincent Howard addressing the audience in front of a curtain. The viewer is thereby led to believe that Howard and Vince wrote the show themselves. The second series leaves this format, instead starting in front of the character's flat. Unlike the radio series, which is played as though real, the characters in the TV series all seem aware that they are in a TV show, and Vince especially will often break the fourth wall to address the audience and to comment on the action. Little attention is paid to continuity. For instance, in the first episode of the radio series, Bob Fossil is forced to give up being boss of the zoo, which is then renamed Howard Moon's Fun World. Yet by the second episode, Jungle, he is once again boss. Also, in the second series, the shaman Naboo is shown being killed by the demon Nanatu, but in the first episode of series 3, he is alive and well. They've also created a style of singing loosely based on scat singing called crimping. Present throughout the whole series, it came to fruition in the third series when Vince and Howard are being copied by their counterparts Lance and Harold and take part in a crimp-off. The culmination of the crimp-off, which finally defeats the copycats, take Vince Noir, Howard Moon, Naboo and Bolo in a never-before-done four-way crimp. Section 2. Characters. Though there are many recurring characters, the central cast consists of five characters. Section 2.1. Howard Moon. Howard Moon, played by Julian Barrett, is one of the two main characters of The Mighty Bush. He is insecure because of his older appearance in comparison to Vince, and tries to compensate this by indulging in his idea of cool, which includes jazz scat, poetry, and Miami Vice-style 80s clothes. He claims to be a professional in music, acting, poetry, novel writing, and photography. Although confident in his ability, he once saved Vince by using the spirit of jazz while playing in a band with him. He is usually shown to be incompetent in these areas. An image accompanied this section of the article, with the caption, Barrett as Howard Moon in the Mighty Boosh Live 2006. Section 2.2, Vince Noir. Vince Noir, played by Noel Fielding, is the other main character. Unlike Howard, Vince is laid back, well loved by the rest of the characters, and takes pride in his appearance to the point of narcissism. His favourite feature is clearly his hair, a prominent motif throughout the series, as are mirrors, and he is determined to keep up with the latest fashions as defined within each show. He also subscribes to a magazine called Cheekbone, which is so cutting-edge, goes out of date every 3 hours, and is delivered by ninjas. Because of his fabulous hair and glam, androgynous appearance, Vince is repeatedly mistaken for a woman in both television series. He also has many nicknames, including the King of Mods and the Shoreditch Vampire. He can also talk to animals, thus making him a gifted zookeeper. In the pilot episode of The Mighty Boosh, Howard referred to him as Mowgli in Flares. He also likes cats. An image accompanied this section of the article, with the caption, Fielding as Vince Noir in The Mighty Boosh Live 2006. Section 2.3, Bob Fossil. American Bob Fossil, played by Rich Vulture, is the ill-tempered, eccentric owner of Bob Fossil's Fun World in the radio series and head zookeeper of the Zooniverse in the first television series, with Dixon Bainbridge as the owner. He gives the appearance of being in love with Bainbridge. He often shows affection towards Vince and hatred towards Howard, however on many occasions shows disdain for both of them apart from when he reminds Howard of their times of violent love. He does not know any of the correct names of the animals and refers to them through obscure names, for example, Bear, which Fossil regards as the Latin term, a Russian carpet guy, and a Python, a Windy Man, or Long Mover. The Elephant, the Grey-Leg Face Man, and the Pandas are the Chinese guys who eat sticks. During the memorial service for Howard Moon, Fossil is unable to remember the word gorilla and is forced to use a cassette recorder to insert the word into his speech. In the third series of The Boosh, Fossil returns as the manager of the Velvet Onion. Section 2.4, Bolo. Bolo, played by Peter Elliott for Television Series 1, Dave Brown for Television Series 2 and the Radio Series, is a gorilla that leaves the zoo to become a DJ and lives in a flat with Howard Vince and Naboo. He's Naboo's incompetent familiar. Although he predicts trouble, he rarely gets anything else right, and often inadvertently reveals Naboo's magical secrets to Howard and Vince. He dies in the episode named Bolo, but returns in the next episode. In Fountain of Youth, Bolo reveals to Vince that he is actually 40 years old, but because he is a DJ, he says that he is 29. In the radio series, he is referred to as a 100-year-old ape. As a running gag, whenever Vince and Howard are about to get in trouble, as in every episode, he says, "I've got a bad feeling about this." Section 2.5, Naboo. Naboo, played by Michael Fielding, is a shaman, and is friends with Vince and Howard. In the first series, he works in the Zooniverse's fortune-telling kiosk. In the second series, he lives with Howard, Vince, and Bolo in a flat in London, though still maintains his shamanic pursuits. Fielding's character is typically deadpan in humour. He regularly rescues Vince and Howard from dire situations. Although often relied on to sort out their problems, Naboo is always stoned and often seen smoking a hookah. He often maintains he will one day go and work in Dixon's. Naboo is also known for turning his back on you as a punishment. In the third series, he owns and runs the Naboutique. Section 2.6, The Moon. The Moon, played by Noel Fielding with a shaving foam-covered face, holds a central role in the narrative, reinforcing the surreal quality of the programme. The Moon appears to the sound of what could be described as a manhole cover being dragged across concrete. This gives way to the ethereal electronic music played throughout the remainder of his appearance. His character tends towards the enigmatic, ponderous, childlike, and not uncommonly confused. Cheerfully relating a variety of obsessions, ruminations, and revelations through vague personal anecdote, half-remembered misrememberings, and song delivered in a hesitant, uncertain tone, almost verging on broken English. Described by Tony Harrison in Series 2 as an alabaster retard. Section 3. Recurring themes. Vince and Howard make little effort to hide that The Mighty Boosh is a production with budget constraints, though the budget itself is not negligible. For example, in Bolo, when Howard is supposedly hunting Vince from beyond the grave, Vince says, "Are you really a ghost? That is genius," pokes Howard roughly in the chest. Howard says, "What are you doing?" Vince says, "Sorry, I thought I could put my hand through you." Howard says, "No, we spent all the budget on your hair, remember?" Vince says, "Sorry about that," looking at camera. It is looking good. Much of the artwork created by Noel Fielding for the series features polo mints in some form or other. This ranges from appearances as graphics in the opening credits the show's logo is displayed amidst a field of swirling polos, or as subtle addition costumes, for example the Hitcher has a polo mint for one eye. Also, in Bolo, the Ape of Death and his minions appear to be wearing large polos as part of their outfit. Polos can be seen around the masks of the Shaman in Killaroo and on the performance outfits of the band Kraftwerk Orange in Electro. As well as this, in an episode of the second series entitled The Call of the Yeti, the characters wear face paint resembling mint polos. The Yetis also have eyes that resemble the popular suite. Both Vince and Howard are shown to have very distinct musical tastes. Howard takes pride in being a multi-instrumentalist with a passion for jazz since his youth. This is in contrast to Vince's more contemporary taste, along with pre-1990s genres such as electronic or rock-based music, particularly Gary Numan. He is supposed to have converted many of the animals into fans of this artist. It was also mentioned that Vince dressed the lion as Adamant. Youth subcultures associated with these styles of music are often touched upon, with the two leading characters often trying to cast themselves into certain stereotypes, goth, mod, rocker, etc., sometimes to attract members of the opposite sex. Mrs. Gideon, played by Victoria Wicks, is the centre of Howard's failing love life. However hard he tries, Vince always seems to get far more attention and recognition than him. This comes to a climax when, after returning Mrs. Gideon's prized python, Tony, she cannot remember Howard's name, despite his having worked there for 10 years. Vince has to hold up a giant placard with Howard scrawled on it to aid her memory. A character in the radio series, Graham the Security Guard, voiced by comedian Lee Mack, has similar trouble remembering who Howard was, and denied him access to the zoo as he did not believe he worked there in the episode Stolen. However, this is apparently because Graham has a poor memory anyway, later being unable to identify himself in a photograph, whereas Mrs. Gideon only has problems remembering Howard, although when Vince paints a portrait of Howard with no facial features, Mrs. Gideon recognises that it is him. In the episode Charlie, Howard ends up punching her in the face when she criticised his writing as he presented to publisher Hamilton Cork. Dixon Bainbridge took apparent delight in this and explained that he just punched a filly in the face. The show has a few particularly memorable moments when inanimate objects in a scene have been replaced by a person dressed as the object, personifying it. A character tells the others to gather round so he can inform them of something, and all characters will lean in, including a prop from the scene, now replaced by an actor dressed to resemble the prop. The prop is then told to go away again. The line heard runs similar to gather round everyone, not you, Nan Bread, and gather round everyone, not you, Fire. The line was repeated in Journey to the Centre of the Punk when Lester Corncrake says, gather round everyone, not you, Extreme Sports Calendar. Vince has sometimes helped a supporting character in some way or another, and as a show of their thanks, they give him a horn to blow in case he's in danger. When he uses the horn, they are preoccupied in an odd manner. For example, Sandstorm, in the Series 2 episode, The Fountain of Youth, is seen masturbating to pictures in DIY catalogues when Vince sounds his horn. In the Series 1 episode, The Hitcher, Brian Ferry cannot hear the horn over his hoovering. Vince is often mistaken for a woman due to his somewhat androgynous appearance. Dixon refers to the pair as Howard Moon and his ugly girlfriend, and Kodiak Jack refers to Vince as a young, nubile princess, while the Ape of Death believes Vince is Howard's wife. Within the second series, the characters played by Rich Fulcher often take an interest in Vince, believing him to be a woman. In The Legend of Old Greg, Fulcher's fisherman constantly remarks on how pretty he thinks Vince is. Howard is often mistaken for Vince's father. In the live stage show, Vince opens a fan letter that reads, Dear Vince, I think you are so amazing and brilliant, and your hair is so big and tall and nice, and I really like you. The only thing is, why do you have to have your dad in the show? Also, in The Fountain of Youth, the clip shows Vince and Howard as children at school, but Vince appears to be 10 years old and Howard still looks around 40. Another boy asks Vince, Is that your dad? To which Howard angrily replies, We're the same age. Whenever faced with life-threatening danger, Howard often says, Don't kill me, I've got so much to give. Faced with similar danger, characters played by Rich Fulcher often say, a little to the left. Vince's friend Leroy is often mentioned, but never actually seen. In Electro, he and Vince have a glam folk band, but both are in such thick makeup, Leroy can't be seen. In Mutants, he takes Howard's light blue trousers and Howard walks off to remonstrate, but again he is not seen by the audience. In Eels, Howard tells Vince that he cannot go to Leroy's house because he is skiing alone in the Alps, and he is actually a spy on a top secret mission. Howard often finds himself in trouble, and Vince comes to rescue him. Vince finds his way out of problems with ease, and falls on his feet, while Howard, when faced with danger, becomes scared and desperate. This is joked about in Hitcher, when Vince tells Brian Ferry, that's kinda how the show works. All money is denominated in euros, except in the live show, when Rudy Van Dizazio order a Black Knight, the delivery man asks for quid. Section 4. History. Section 4.1. Stage shows. Section 4.1.1. The Mighty Bush. Fielding and Barrett conceived of the Mighty Bush whilst working on Stuart Lee's Edinburgh show King Dong vs. Moby Dick, in which they played a giant penis and a whale respectively. Barrett and Fielding took the Mighty Boosh to the Edinburgh Festival in 1998, recruiting fellow comedian Rich Fulcher, whom the pair had met working on a television series called Unnatural Acts. The show won the Perrier Award for Best Newcomer. During their residency at the Hen and Chickens Theatre in North London the following year, they built up a cult following and introduced new characters whilst developing old ones. Section 4.1.2. Arctic Boosh. In 1999, they returned to the Edinburgh Festival with a new show, Arctic Boosh, which sold out every night and won a nomination for the Perrier Award. It was the first time Dave Brown worked on a Boosh show, playing a variety of characters, as well as acting as choreographer and photographer. Section 4.1.3. Otto Boosh. In 2000, while performing their third stage show, Otto Boosh, at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, they won the festival's Barry Humphreys Award. Noel's brother Michael and his friend Pete, who worked in Dixon's, also went along for the journey, but ended up going on stage with the cast every night. Michael became a permanent fixture. Section 4.1.4. The Mighty Boosh. In 2006, the Boosh went on tour again. The main story, The Ruby of Kakundu, in which Howard and Vince travel to the Arctic and Spain respectively in search of the mystical gem that can restore the life of Naboo, slain by the Hitcher, draws heavily upon the well-known tundra scenario used previously in the TV pilot, both the TV and radio series, and the Edinburgh show Arctic Boosh. This stage show was later released on DVD. Section 4.2. Radio series. The Boosh were signed by the BBC soon after the success of Otto Boosh in October 2001. The Mighty Boosh radio series, produced by Danny Wallace, was first produced on BBC London Live, then BBC Radio 4, and later BBC 7. Section 4.3. Television series. Section 4.3.1. Episode list. Like many other successful British comedies, such as Dead Ringers, Goodness Gracious Me, and Little Britain, The Mighty Boosh made the transition from radio to television in 2004, when an 8-part television series, also called The Mighty Boosh, was commissioned by the BBC. It was directed by Paul King and produced by Baby Cow Productions. The pilot episode was directed by Steve Bendelack, and a large portion of the pilot episode was used in the actual series in the episode Tundra. The pilot had a live audience because there had been doubts as to whether the successful stage show could translate to the screen. The actual series did not. Series 1 of the television version of The Mighty Boosh expanded on the radio series. It was first broadcast on BBC 3 on the 18th of May 2004, and from the 9th of November also on BBC 2. Although in a different order and with the mild swearing censored or edited out. The censors were not infallible in their task, however. In one case, a word that had been bleeped out in a particular scene was left written in fully legible form on Howard's back seconds later. A second series began showing on BBC 3 on the 26th of July 2005, though strangely with a smaller budget. A full-length preview of the following week's episodes was available on the BBC's Boosh website. Series 1 was released on DVD, Region 2, on August 29, 2005, and Series 2 on February 13, 2006. Series 1 and 2 have also been released on a DVD, Region 4, in Australia. The pair also told Steve Jones that they wanted to call Series 3 Series 4 so that future generations could wonder what happened to the third series. On the 26th of May 2007, Fielding revealed that filming of the new series would commence in mid-July 2007. According to the official website, it will be set in Naboo's second-hand shop, where Vince and Howard both work. They have enlisted the help of Richard Iode as a script editor. The show is due to be aired on BBC 3 on November 15, 2007. Gary Newman is scheduled to make a cameo appearance in an episode slated to air on the 15th of November. Also making cameos are The Horrors, Revan Snell, formerly from the band Towers of London, members of the DJ group Team Disgusting, which Noel Fielding has been named King of, and some members of the band Dead Dog in a Black Bag. Filming for Series 3 finished on the 1st of September 2007, after 7 weeks. Series 3 started airing on BBC 3 from the Thursday, the 15th of November at 10:30, with repeats on the following Sunday. The whole of the next episode is available on the BBC 3 website. Section 5. Etymology. The title of the show apparently comes from a comment Noel heard about his brother Michael Fielding's hair by a Portuguese friend. When he was young, he had really curly hair, and his little friend when he was 5 used to say, "You've got a mighty Boosh," but his ridiculous Portuguese accent made Boosh sound like Boosh. I thought it was dead funny. I just overheard them say that once and thought, "Mighty Boosh, that's quite cool." We didn't want to be Barrett and Fielding, that sounds dreadful. Section 6. Awards. 2007 Loaded LCA Funniest TV Show. 2007 Chortle Award for Best Full-Length Show, TMB Live in Brixton. 2007 NME Shockwave's Best TV Show. 2003 Time Out Outstanding Achievement, Noel Fielding. 2001 Douglas Award for Innovative Writing, the Mighty Bush Radio. 2000, Melbourne ICF Barry Humphreys Award, Arctic Bush. 1998, Edinburgh Perrier Award, Best Newcomer, King Dong vs. Moby Dick. 6.1, Nominations. 2007, Loaded LCA Funniest Double Act. 2006, Loaded LCA Funniest Double Act. 2006, Loaded LCA Funniest TV Show. 2006, Loaded LCA Funniest DVD. 2006, BCA Best Stage Show. 2005, BAFTA Best New Director for Fiction, Paul King. 2005, RTS TVA Best Costume Design and Entertainment, June Niven. 2004, Loaded LCA Funniest TV Show. 2004, BCA Best Newcomer. 2002, Edinburgh Perrier Award, Voodoo Hedgehog Show, Noel Fielding. 2001, BAFA, Best Short Film, Sweet. 1999, Edinburgh Perrier Award, Arctic Bush. Section 7, Trivia. The show credits as executive producers comedians Steve Coogan and Henry Normal, the owners of the producing company Baby Cow Productions. Steve Coogan had also expressed interest to guest star in the episode The Call of the Yeti of the Mighty Bush as the character of Kodiak Jack, as revealed by the audio commentary. However, Barrett and Fielding had to decline as the character had been created and originated by Rich Fulcher. Fielding's parents have both had parts in the television show. Noel's mother played a witch on the Board of Shamans, along with Barrett's father, who played another member of the board, while his father played Chris DeBar. Fielding's father also appeared on Vince's t-shirt throughout the series one episode, Hitcher. Also a member of the Board of Shamans was Noel's six-year-old cousin, who plays Kirk, described by Sabu as an erotic adventurer of the most deranged kind. This line was improvisation by Richard Iode, playing Sabu. In the DVD commentary, Noel Fielding proudly states that his cousin responded well to the improvisations, and also that he feels he may have created a lovey, because the child now has joined a drama club. In the first episode of Series 1, Killaroo, the opening part of the Dies Irae from Mozart's Requiem is played when Howard appears to be losing the boxing match. When he falls to the ground, the opening of the last chorus from Bach's St. Michael Passion is played. The official fan club members are known as Modwolves, in reference to the characters from the Jungle episode in Series 1. In The Priest and the Beast, Series 2, Razorlight and Roger Daltrey guest star. In Electro, Series 1, and Nanageddon, Series 2, Sue Denham and Dee Plume of Robots in Disguise guest star. They also make a brief appearance in the first episode of Series 3, in which Plume asks Vince for the whereabouts of Klaxon singer Jamie Reynolds. In Call of the Yeti, Series 2, IAMX singer Chris Corner can be seen on the front cover of one of the Cheekbone issues. Dirty Pretty Things guitarist Anthony Rossomando appears in the first episode of Series 3, Eels, as Pete Neon. There are references available in the written form of this article. Please be sure to verify information found on Wikipedia using the references provided or cross-referencing the information yourself. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.